Everyone we talked is wonderful. I'm gonna play a song before we bring the band back up. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, White. Cool. So one thing I noticed learning all the songs that we play tonight is in pretty much every case the cover is better. Like, I don't know if you ever heard the original "It's My Life" or the original. I'm sure some of you heard the original "Hurt." The covers are better. Like, something about the performance or the production or whatever, like, the covering artist brings out something really special and cool that the original just didn't have. I'm going to play an opposite version of that. And I'm going to start by saying this, and no offense to any religious people out there. Do you know how I know that there is no God? Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit, but Manfred Mann had one with his song. Manfred Mann's "Blinded by the Light" is an abortion of synthesizers. It's what happens when five British people buy a keyboard and decide to fucking play around with it. It's awful. It completely misses anything special about the original song. Now, here's the thing. Most of you don't even know that Springsteen wrote this song. Most of you have probably never heard the Springsteen version. That's okay. Bruce himself would tell you that his version actually not that great. He wrote it because Columbia Records would not put out his first album without a track that they thought could be a hit. Now, they signed Bruce because they thought that he would be the next Bob Dylan. So he locked himself in his room with a rhyming dictionary and wrote "Blinded by the Light." In a way, "Blinded by the Light" is Bob Dylan fan fiction. It's Bruce trying to be Bob. And, you know, honestly, not succeeding. It's packed with syllables and imagery and nonsense. And it's a song about wild teenage sexuality, which, guess what? You wouldn't get that from Manfred Mann, would you? Because their version is fucking terrible. I really hate Manfred Mann. We're taking it back, guys. This is an arrangement from Springsteen's MTV Unplugged. This is "Blinded by the Light." Like I said, it's not a great song. Maybe not even a good song. But it's a lot better when the boss did it.
Madman drummers, bummers, and Indians in the summer with the teenage diplomats. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, I'm feeling kinda older, so I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the calliope crashed to the ground. Now some all hot half shot was heading for the hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. And some flesh pot mascot was tied into a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. Now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and threw his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forgive me not whispers, daddy's with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. Yeah, she was blinded by the light, cut loose like a deuce, another runner.
Alright.
Brimstone, baritone, and a cyclone rolling. something strong if you play the song with the funky breaks. Now go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe to go outside. And little early Pearly came by in a curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Oh, some hazard from Harvard was scuffed up beer playing backyard bombardier.
Ah, shit, sorry. He said, do what you like, but don't do it here. Well, I jumped up, turned it around, spit in the air, fell on the ground, asked which was the way back home. He said, take a ride at the light, keep going straight until night, and then, boy, you're on your own. Now in Zanzibar, shooting star was riding in a sidecar, humming a lunar tune. And the avatar said, blow the bar, but first, the cookie jar. Now some kidnapped handicap was complaining that he caught the clap from some mouse.